Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the Toe Meets Laird podcast. This is Logan, and I'm here with our week three predictions. Again with me today, Tommy, Andrew, and Nigel. Y'all doing okay? They're doing great. I took the words right out of your mouth, didn't I, Nigel?
Oh, there's Elizabeth. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi. I've come to once again establish my dominance over all of you in picks.
Oh my God, we are honored by your presence. Yeah, I think I brought this up last week, but Elizabeth, you've got the 80 percentile pick rank, which just blows all of us out of the water.
Of course it does. Sorry.
That's that UNC intelligence. If only we had gone, we would be so much more wise in the football ways. So I think the rest of us, the rest of us mere mortals, I'm currently sitting at 10-8 on the year. It would be better, but Washington State screwed me over. Nigel, who just started last week, is at 4-3. Andrew's at 11-8, which actually puts him at around 62%. He's the second best compared to Elizabeth. So they're the power couple. And Tommy is at a flat 500, going 10-10 after a terrible week two. We're hoping he bounces back. Well, I mean, he hopes he bounces back. I don't really care. I kind of hope he stays down. I want to look better compared to somebody. All right. Starting off.
Love you too, Nudge. Damn it.
What did you say, Tommy? Is my name on your lips again?
Sorry, man. Your name's on my lips all week, and you know why. You know what you did.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's right.
This is a fantasy football thing.
Are you really, though?
No. No. I'm not. I won't lie. Yeah.
This is a fantasy football thing. Anyway, I'd like to actually talk about college football, guys. So week three's got some pretty big matchups. We're going to start off USC versus Stanford. USC is going away. Obviously, they haven't seen a real matchup since that wailing on that they got from Alabama. And Stanford, honestly, I don't know. Has Stanford played anybody big, Andrew?
They beat Kansas State in the first week, and then they were actually off this week.
So I'm going to go with no. I mean, Stanford is the team to beat in the Pac-12 right now, unless you're looking at Washington, like some of us are. Anyway, since you were already talking, Andrew, I'll go ahead and pass the baton over to you. USC Stanford, what are we looking for?
You know, I think the big question will be, can USC be who we thought they would be? You know, they came out extremely flat against an extremely talented Alabama team, and then easily blew out an overmatched Utah State team. You know, and it'll be interesting to see if they can come out and do what we expect them to do. Max Brown, you know, kind of had a better game, obviously, against Utah State. But, you know, looking at Stanford, they just haven't been the Stanford we expected them to. They gave up, you know, 335 yards against Kansas State, which, you know, Stanford's been a team that's really kind of prided itself on its defense. I think they're still kind of sorting out their quarterback issues. Burns was a guy that played for them mostly in the Kansas State game. Everyone thought Keller Chris was going to be the guy coming in. And then you've got Max McCaffrey, or not Matt, Christian McCaffrey, Max's older brother, you know, who had a pretty good game against Kansas State, but still didn't really explode onto the scene like you expected him to. You know, I think Stanford's going to win the game. I think they're a little too talented. I think the game's at Stanford that's going to help them out. But I think it's going to be a really close game, and I think USC is going to definitely show themselves to be a pretty good team that just hasn't taken that step yet.
Fair enough. I mean, this was the matchup that both you and Tommy were picking to essentially be the matchup that would decide the Pac-12. Tommy, with that said, do you still feel the same way? Are these the two big teams in the Pac-12 right now?
Yeah, I do. I just think that the Stanford has the edge in this match. I think even though it was against Alabama, USC just came out awfully. They didn't even really seem to recover in that game. It was just they shouldn't have lost that bad. And I don't think they bounce back enough here. I think Christian McCaffrey wins this game. I'm just going to throw it out there. I think he had a slow start against Kansas State with only 126 rushing yards on 22 carries. I think they feed him more, and I think he ends up just scoring more than USC will be able to here. The spread's 9. I'm actually going to go over that. I think Stanford wins by more than 9. I think they cover here. That being said, I still think that this is the game that if I'm wrong, which flip a coin and you have as much of a chance of being right as I do with my picks this year, then USC will probably go on to win the Pac-12 here.
All right. Well, Nigel, I'm going to pass the ball to you now. Do you think Christian McCaffrey can do well enough in this game to suddenly challenge Lamar Jackson, your boy's, shots at the September Heisman Trophy?
I don't think he's going to be able to do that, not at least in one game, just because, you know, Lamar Jackson does have a little bit more than one game over a playing time under his belt. But no, I'm going to have to agree with you guys. I think Stanford's got this. I do think his stat line is going to be a little bit sexier this time around, but no, I don't think he'll be able to put up, you know, those the kind of numbers that will just take the September Heisman from Lamar Jackson yet.
All right, Elizabeth, I'm saving the best for last, aside from myself, of course. Host privilege. So, Elizabeth, I want to know, do you feel the same as everybody else? We're all picking Stanford so far.
I think Stanford's probably the better team. I think USC is going to give them a heck of a game. But ultimately, I think it's hard to contain Christian McCaffrey, and I don't think USC has the defense to do it.
Fair enough. And I am also picking Stanford because for once I'm picking with my head and not with the rest of my organs. So that hopefully that'll work out better for me this week. Moving on, the big matchup in the ACC. FSU at Louisville. So FSU currently the number 2 team in the nation. They've already had a big challenge with Ole Miss down in Orlando. They've proven that they've got quite a bit of talent, especially on defense, and their new quarterback is no stooge out there. Louisville, we've been talking about him all day. Lamar Jackson, he scored so many points. He is an offensive powerhouse by himself. He's just kind of a beast. So the question becomes, does Louisville have enough talent around him and on the other side of the ball to really challenge FSU? They're getting them at home. This is a huge mashup. If I remember correctly, I believe FSU is currently favored by 2.5 points. So, sorry, FSU is favored by 3.5 points. All right, this time around, I'll start with you. I'll start with the power couple, Elizabeth. And then, Andrew, who do you have in this matchup?
I have FSU winning this game because FSU, I think, has played a real opponent. And so they have actually, you know, faced some sort of adversity on the field. Whereas I think, you know, Louisville has played two not great teams and has put up really gaudy numbers. But, you know, it's kind of like Texas A&M and the September Heisman, where, you know, they beat the crap out of some really little guys and everyone thinks they're the next big thing, but then inevitably they match up against a good team and turns out they're not. So, yeah, FSU.
Pretty straightforward. I see you shaking your head there, Andrew.
I think Louisville wins it. I think Lamar Jackson takes some other steps in the right direction. I think losing Derwin James on defense is going to hurt Florida State. You know, he's got some great weapons around him, Jackson does. It's really going to hinge on, can the Louisville defense step in and, you know, close down Delvin Cook? You know, which DeAndre Francois do we get? Do we get a youngster who makes a lot of mistakes? Do we get a guy beyond his years who can make plays and do what he needs to do? You know, obviously Louisville has put up insanely gaudy numbers. But like Elizabeth said, it really hasn't been tested against a team. I think being at home, in Papa John's Pizza Stadium is going to help them out. And I think we're going to see Lamar Jackson continue to work. And I think Louisville's going to win and put themselves pretty much in the driver's seat for the Atlantic, which is really going to kind of explode people's heads who've really looked at it as Florida State and Clemson and no one else for the past couple of years.
All right, fair enough. So, Nigel, we keep talking about him. He's your boy. Who do you got in this matchup? Are you going to go with Louisville?
I'm not going to lie. This is a tough one. I agree with Andrew. I can't say the Florida State quarterback's name. I don't want to butcher the crap out of it.
Francois.
He's definitely – he's got the confidence of his teammates. He has stood in the pocket routinely and delivered strikes, taking some hits, limping. I don't know if you want to do that against a really talented team like Louisville, who will be able to get at least a little bit of pressure on him. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. I have seen – things from him I haven't seen in quite a while from the quarterback position. Obviously, we've had some great quarterbacks in the past 5 to 10 years, but I mean, it looks easy to him. And maybe Florida State will have the athletes to keep up with him. Right now, Florida State's being favored by 2 points. Obviously, with it being in Louisville's house, that means they're pretty much favored by 5. Giving them the 3-point, giving Louisville the 3-point home advantage, and I mean that's a touchdown. I think that's within Lamar Jackson's wheelhouse to be able to make up for that, you know, a little bit more than a touchdown difference and get them the win. So I'm going to go with Louisville on this one.
Okay, we'll see. Tommy, you going to even us out, or are you going to tip the scale?
I think Francois gets it done. I have faith in Jimbo Fisher and what he can do with quarterbacks that are athletic, mobile quarterbacks. When he has a guy who can scramble, who can throw the ball deep down field like that, it's very, very hard to beat Florida State in that defense. I'm really interested. That's really the side I'm more interested to watch is Lamar Jackson versus Florida State's defense. I think that'll be an electric battle on that side, but I think Francois gets it done. I think he outscores Louisville.
All right. I am going with FSU mainly because while Lamar Jackson has put up ridiculous numbers, he really hasn't played anybody. I mean, you could say he played Syracuse, and Syracuse was kind of a challenge. They played very well, but that is not a top-class defense. FSU is going to be the first serious defense that he's facing. Even though they're at home, I think that's going to be a big challenge for him. And we've already seen that Francois, technically it was a neutral site, Francois was able to handle himself and conduct himself very well in front of a large crowd. So I'm going to give FSU the benefit of the doubt. And I think most importantly, this was the pick that Elizabeth made. So I'm not going to pick against her if I don't have to. I think that's a smart choice on my part. So, FSU, I expect them to come out on top. All right. Next up is a matchup that is near and dear to my heart, Roll Tide. Bama at Ole Miss. So, there's not much to say about Bama. Everybody knows what there is about Bama. They're the number one team in the nation. Maybe the fact that Saban and Lane Kiffin are chewing out each other's asses is something that nobody else is aware of. But, you know, that's something. Ole Miss has been the one stumbling block for Alabama the past few years. They have really struggled. They've lost 2 years in a row to Ole Miss. And Ole Miss did not look terrible. They did lose to FSU, but FSU is one of the top teams in the nation. And they lost at a neutral site that was essentially – an FSU home game, considering that it was in Orlando, it was in Florida. So this is an interesting matchup. It's probably one of the first big SEC matchups of the year, sure to be followed by more and more and more that somehow involve Alabama. Tommy, I'll start with you this time. Who do you have? Is it going to be the powerhouse, or do you expect an upset?
I expect Alabama to get the job done, and I do expect them to beat the spread here. I expect them to outscore Ole Miss by at least 2 touchdowns.
Fair enough. I don't think there's much.
Mainly off the fact that Chad Kelly has 3 interceptions this season so far, and I think he keeps the ball rolling. I think the Ball Hawks in the Saban secondary are going to come out, and they're going to just take every pass that they can get from Chad Kelly's hands and run it back down his throat.
I was going to say there's not much to say, but I do appreciate the extra tidbit you added on there. So, Nigel, why are you picking Alabama?
I'm picking Alabama for the simple fact that, you know, Nick Saban's response to Kiffin when, I mean, just his team scoring a touchdown at the end of the game shows me how intensely he has been beating his team down this week and the rest of this week in preparation for this game. He does not lose often at Alabama, and he does not lose twice in a row to the same opponent very often, actually just the one time. So for him, Nick Saban, this means more than a lot of things have meant to him. So that kind of focus with his usual level of execution, I really do see Alabama getting this win. And I'm going to steal a tidbit from Andrew here. I think this is the most athletic that Alabama has been at quarterback in the time that I've seen the Nick Saban era in place. And I think that is just going to add an extra dimension to this team. The wide receivers are so big and just, I mean, you see big wide receivers all the time, but they are some of the most built tall wide receivers I've seen in college football in a long time. Actually, outside of another wide receiver that recently went to Alabama, Julio Jones. So I don't see Ole Miss being able to stop them. And, you know, the usual Alabama defense and their pass rush are just going to wreak havoc on Chad Kelly.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, the defense is just so strong. All right, Andrew and Elizabeth, why are you picking Alabama?
Kind of what Nigel said. I think this is you know, it's hard to say an Alabama team's the most talented or whatever, you know, being the defending national champions. But I do think that it's on offense, they've got a lot of athleticism. They're really kind of hitting their stride. It's going to be interesting to see with Jalen Hurts in what's going to obviously be a loud Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. It'll be interesting to see how Kiffin gives him some early throws and tries to build the game to get his confidence going early. I think the biggest thing that hurts Ole Miss is Chad Kelly doesn't have the weapons around him that he had last year. Laquon Treadwell's gone. Cody Core's gone. You know, the running backs are gone. Yeah, I think that he's going to have to try to do a lot more without the supporting cast. And I just don't see it happening against this Alabama defense or them being able to shut down this Alabama offense. Alabama's an 11-point favorite on the road. You know, I don't know if they cover. I think it'll be a little bit closer than maybe some of the other guys are saying, but I think Alabama wins it, and they win it somewhat comfortably. I'm not sure if the game's ever in doubt outside of the first quarter.
Hell, I don't think the game's going to be in doubt in the first quarter. You know, I think Alabama's going to come out guns blazing, and just, you know, nobody beats Nick Saban 3 times in a row, and it sure as hell is not going to be Ole Miss. Because, you know, I don't know. I'm picking Bama on this one. I feel like this is obviously the comfortable bet. And I feel so sorry for Ole Miss players because the last 2 years may have been fun, but it's not happening a third time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Bama fan, so my bias is obviously known. I'm going to pick Bama. I think the same reason that I have all my stocks invested in the Crimson Tide right now, as Andrew often says, to be the best, you got to beat the best. The best does not lose often. And I don't see the way they have dominated this year. I do not see Bama being challenged by Ole Miss. I do throw that word around a lot, as Tommy will attest, but I don't think I'm overstating it with Alabama right now. So we're all in consensus. We'll have to see how that plays out. Next up, I don't think we're going to be in consensus on this game, but we'll see. Michigan State at Notre Dame. So this has kind of been the new sub-rivalry because it used to be Notre Dame and Michigan. But Michigan's been in a rough way a lot recently, so it's become Michigan State and Notre Dame's kind of the tougher rivalry for Notre Dame. Honestly, I don't have much to say about these teams. Notre Dame tripped, I guess you could say, early or got beat by Texas. But I haven't seen much out of Michigan State this year so far. So it's kind they're both kind of unproven in a way. And I'll start with you, Nigel, because you're giving me that weird look, that blank blue face look. That means your camera isn't on. So why don't you tell me who's going to come out on top in your opinion, Michigan State and Notre Dame?
You know, Logan, I actually agree with you. Michigan State's only played one game this year. It was against Furman. Wasn't a sound victory. They won 28-10, but you know, they lost a lot of offense last year, and it definitely showed. Their defense obviously did a pretty solid job to limit Furman to 10 points. Notre Dame, I think, is in a little bit better situation. They've settled on one quarterback, which I think helped them overall. They seem to be able to kind of gel and, you know, get done what they need to get done on offense and defense. I don't think, you know, the Texas team is better than we think. It's hard to tell this early in the season. We got to see some more games from a lot of teams before we're able to kind of, you know, give just total glowing recommendations to everybody, and this is where they stand. So just in terms of having played more games and have a more solid plan, I'm going to have to go with Notre Dame on this one. Just for, let's say, for the pure sheer fact that they have, you know, the best offensive player on the field right now.
All right. Tommy, who do you got, Fighting Irish or the Spartans?
You know, I want to pick the Notre Dame and everything, just the questions I have about Michigan State and, you know, the answers that Notre Dame kind of came out with against Texas, that even though they lost, they looked good. They played a good, solid game against a Texas team that most of us think is a little underrated for where they're at. But I have to pick Michigan State here because I think D'Antonio is going to be able to figure it out. I think even though DeShone Kizer is clearly the better quarterback, I think O'Connor is able to is going to be able to run that offense the way they want to and get kind of into that game manager mode that Connor Cook ran last year. And even though Notre Dame has the better receiver in Equanimeous St. Brown, if you look at the other side, I think Medaris is a solid wide receiver that they'll be able to get plenty of passes to there. And so I think Michigan State ends up winning this.
Equanimeous, that's a Fish Report name, I believe. All right. Andrew, split us up. We're even right now.
Turn it off.
I think Nigel hit it on the head. I think now that they've settled on DeShone Kizer, who really has shown himself to be the better quarterback, especially to run what Kelly wants to do on offense, they have fewer questions for me than Michigan State does. You know, Michigan State's got a lot of new guys that are breaking in. This will be their first real road game in Michigan or in Notre Dame. And I think Notre Dame has answered more questions in my mind on both sides of the ball than really what Michigan State has.
Fair enough. Yeah, we've just seen more out of them. Is Elizabeth, is that your take, seeing is believing?
No. Firstly, I think Michigan State's going to win. I think Michigan State's defense is better than Texas's defense. It's probably going to be the best defense that Notre Dame runs into. Pretty much also. Oh, no, wait, they played Boston College. Never mind. They're not. It will probably be the second best defense they run into all season. And, you know, I know that they have a new quarterback, but I think that, you know, Mark D'Antonio's real calling card is his defense. And, you know, all the disrespect stuff, they're going to probably go into this game with that chip on their shoulder. And I think they're going to win. And I think the conversation will again have to happen of, is Michigan State the best team in the Big Ten? as opposed to all of this, you know, is Michigan the best team in the Big Ten? Because, you know, there's a lot of the disrespect going on right now. I think it's Michigan State.
See, I was really thinking it was Notre Dame, and then Elizabeth picked Michigan State, and I don't want to have to pick against Elizabeth. She's just too good. Yeah, my only qualm really with Michigan State is that I haven't seen much out of them because I still know that they're a talented team. I don't know what they're whispering about, but I know they're whispering about me. I don't know. Anyway, I will follow in Elizabeth's footsteps. I will take Michigan State, and we'll see. I'm hoping that winning percentage goes up because I'm following her example. All right. Well, we've hit on all the big games. We've got the big matchup, Ohio State and Oklahoma. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about our personal matchups. We've each picked a game that we find interesting. No one's revealed theirs except for mine. Everybody knows what mine is going to be Pitt at Oklahoma State. But before I talk about that, I want to know if anybody actually picked Georgia to lose against Missouri. So, Andrew, I'll start with you. You're stroking your beard. You're thinking really hard about it. Who do you have? Oh, my God. He's really thinking hard on it. Okay, Tommy, do you have a matchup that you've decided on?
Yeah, but it's not a usual win-lose matchup. I want to talk about, according to ESPN's FPI rankings, the largest disparity this week is Tennessee and the Ohio Bobcats. Tennessee right now is rated at an FPI of 21.4, whereas the Ohio Bobcats are rated at a negative 6.7. So largest disparity. The line on that game is 27.5 points, and I don't think Tennessee covers. I think the Ohio Bobcats come out. I think they play a reasonable game. I think the score ends up being a 2-touchdown and a field goal win by Tennessee. And actually, since I've refreshed the page, the line's actually jumped up to 28 points by Vegas now. So still definitely sticking with that. Ohio covers the spread. And loses by 2 touchdowns and a field goal, not by 4 touchdowns.
Let's be honest. You're just doing this to make up for the fact that you picked Kansas to beat Ohio last week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never picked against my Ohio Bobcats. I would pick for them to win. I would. But sadly, this is personal matchups, so I'm not allowed to touch that game. Nigel, it's your turn. Who do you have in your matchup?
My matchup is going to be East Carolina versus South Carolina, and I'm going to have to go with East Carolina. And I just chose Elizabeth's pick because her emoting is awesome.
I'm betrayed. How could you? That's on the same wavelength, though.
Yeah, I just don't see it. Well, Muschamp, you know, kudos to him for getting that first win, but it's going to be a long season in Columbia. I just don't see it. I think East Carolina is going to have too much on offense. Right now, South Carolina is only favored by 3.5 points at home, so that means they've got a half a point edge, and I just don't see it. This is going to be disgusting. Will Muschamp might be run out of Columbia. Nah, not yet anyways. But, no, I think East Carolina is going to get this game.
So by East Carolina, you mean Best Carolina?
Best Carolina.
Well, if you remember after this, South Carolina is trying to play all the other directional Carolinas except North Carolina because they're cowards. So,
well, they beat us last year, so we don't really want to repeat that.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, Andrew, while Elizabeth thinks over her new pick, have you actually decided on something yet?
I have. I think in a shock, the Boston College Eagles go into Lane Stadium in Blacksburg and knock off the Virginia Tech Hokies. I think Virginia Tech has been very, very bad about turning the ball over on offense. I think they're going to play a very, very talented BC defense, and I think that Patrick Towles has really kind of stepped in and, you know, kind of helped to build something. You know, BC's still not great on offense, but they're a lot better than they were last year. I think their defense is going to force turnovers and give them more opportunities with their offense to try to score some points. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game, but I do think that BC will notch their first ACC win in over a year.
What? I did not know that. They haven't won an ACC game in a year?
They lost every single conference game last year, and they lost their opener against Georgia Tech.
Wow.
The last conference game they won in football or basketball was 2014 against Georgia Tech in the ACC basketball tournament.
Dude, don't bring that up. Anyway, yeah. That's a pretty good pick, because Virginia Tech's been turning the ball over like crazy. I'm still a little disappointed you didn't pick Missouri to beat Georgia, but hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Missouri's offense is just such a dumpster fire. I don't imagine them. I mean, that game may be 6-3, but I just don't imagine Missouri being able to do anything on offense.
All right, Elizabeth.
Okay, so thanks, Nigel. Totally killed my vibe. So the game that I'm picking is the Miami Hurricanes versus Appalachian State Mountaineers. I believe that Appalachian State will represent the great state of Appalachia and beat Miami. The game is in Boone, which is a terrifying place to play. Taylor Lamb, who is a junior for App State, you know, really showed up for them in the Tennessee game. They're really experienced offense. They have a good defense, and Miami has not played anybody. And I feel like it would be a very nice welcome for Mark Richt to the ACC for them to inexplicably lose to a G5 team.
It would make me so happy.
Four points, which is crazy.
Well, and App State is not a bad team. Like, we saw,
no, they're not a bad team.
We saw what they did to Tennessee, and I think going so weird that Miami scheduled a game away to App State of all places. But hey, you know, that's their decision to sleep on. Oh, so now I get the fun one. So we got Pitt at Oklahoma State, and I actually hadn't exactly made up my mind on who I was going to pick in this game. These teams are kind of antitheses. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with that one. Antitheses of each other. So Pitt has not passed the ball very well. Well, let me rephrase that. They haven't passed the ball very much. The quarterback last week went 11 for 15 for 91 yards against Penn State, but he did pass for 3 touchdowns. So it's not like he's doing poorly. He just didn't pass a lot. That said, they rushed for 341 yards. Oklahoma State actually has a better defense than we've given them credit for. They've got currently the 25th ranked rush defense. Granted, who have they really played? Central Michigan? That kind of becomes a question mark. And they do have the 83rd ranked pass defense, though, 233.5 yards per game given up. Let's see. So, I think, and CMU did help hold Oklahoma State to 57 yards rushing. I think Pitt is a 120th rank in passing offense. They're 44th in rushing yards per game, whereas Oklahoma State is 270.5 yards passing per game. They're 39th in the country, but they're 116th in the rush game. Anyway, I'm going to stop wasting time naming off stats because I could do that all night. Point is, I'm going to pick Pitt partly picking with my heart here, but I think despite the low stats they've gotten passing the ball, I think part of that is their game plan. They rush the ball a lot because, like me, I think they believe in the power run game, and they've got great running backs. Why would you doubt them? That said, their quarterback isn't without talent. He's clearly got a good passing percentage. He just has not thrown the ball very far. And I've got faith in him to come through in that matchup. That's going to be the real challenge for them, because Oklahoma State at least by the statistics, is much worse defending the pass than they are defending the rush. But we will see how that plays out in the long term. I expect Pitt to come away with the win here in a very close fight. And meanwhile, Andrew is looking over the stats to see if he can come up with an argument against me. But we'll see how it plays out. All right, going on. Our primetime matchup, Ohio State at Oklahoma. So we talked about it at the very beginning of the season before it had even started. This was going to potentially be the matchup that would kick one of the top four teams out of a playoff spot. It doesn't look like that as much now that Oklahoma has lost to Houston, but this is something that could bounce them back into it. These are two prominent programs with a long storied history. Ohio State has lost a lot of their talent from last year, but is still one of the top contenders in the Big Ten. And Oklahoma still hasn't lost a game in conference, so if they come out and win the Big 12 and they win this matchup, they could still be in playoff contention. Nigel, I will start with you this time. Who do you have Ohio State going on the road to Oklahoma?
You know, but when the season started and before the season actually started, I saw Oklahoma's schedule and I thought to myself, out of their first four games, if they went 4-0, they would have to be the number one team in the country. You know, obviously they did not start out like they had anticipated against Houston. But now they have a chance to redeem themselves, right? They have one loss. TCU is obviously falling off and out of the rankings. Texas is after TCU. So they have still, you know, two ranked teams here in the next 3 weeks after Ohio State. Ohio State has looked very good. I haven't seen really a drop-off for them either. You know, after, I mean, what, 5-6 underclassmen leaving for the draft. So this is actually a really tough matchup for me to pick. I'm gonna go with Oklahoma on this one. You know, this is a hard game in general for me to pick just because these are two very talented teams. I think Oklahoma's gonna be able to run the ball like they weren't able to run against Houston. You know, I think that the fresh faces on defense is what's gonna make the difference here, and them not being able to just have the athletic monsters that Houston has per se. So I think that Oklahoma's going to, you know, just throw another wrench into the, you know, the rankings here early in the season, and I think they'll get a win.
All right, you got a lot of faith. If anything, that'll just make Houston look better in the long run. Tommy, do you have the faith in Oklahoma?
No. While I will agree with Nigel that Houston has some absolute monster athletes on their side, they don't have the depth of monster athletes that Ohio State does. And yeah, they lost a lot of guys to the draft, but Ohio State's another one of those blue blood programs like Alabama that it's just next man up. They have too many guys, too much depth. And they've had a couple games to work themselves out, just like Oklahoma, but Ohio State's going to win this one.
Straight to the point, as always. All right, power couple. I've seen you chatting over there. You've clearly put a lot of thought into this. Who are each of you taking? Andrew, you can start.
I think Oklahoma wins it. I think being in Norman is going to be a huge advantage for a pretty young Ohio State team. It really hasn't been challenged. They haven't really played anybody, hadn't really had any adversity, hadn't had anything to really fight to. You know, I mean, JT Barrett's really going to be interesting to see how he has to step up as the senior or the older leader of this program and to see what happens when they finally travel and play a road game against a quality opponent. You know, I think Oklahoma's going to be able to run the ball pretty well. You know, Baker Mayfield's just a magician. He's able to do things and score points that you don't really expect him to, which surprises me a lot. And I think Oklahoma's going to have enough horses to win. I think it'll be a close, hard-fought, great game. But I think that Oklahoma just has, again, much like some of the other games, has answered enough questions on offense to give me more faith in them than the questions that Ohio State has.
Well, Wow. I do want to point out, you have picked, you and Nigel have picked all of the games exactly the same. So,
oh, son of a bitch.
I'm about to probably pick all the games, I think, the same as Tommy. I think Ohio State wins this one. I think Ohio State's just too good. You know, they might be inexperienced. I think their coaching staff is good. And, you know, Oklahoma, in my mind, is a fragile team. You know, they had...
Big game Bob Stoops!
No, they had... You know, they had good offense until they met a good defense. I think Ohio State's got a good enough defense to flummox Baker Mayfield and cause him to have all kinds of trouble. I think Ohio State wins.
Elizabeth, why'd you have to go and do that? now I got to split up our picks. I gotta go with Oklahoma. I believe. So I went with my – I've pretty much gone with my head this whole time. I'm going with my heart on this pick. I think Oklahoma at the – they've – after that kind of insult that they got from Houston, I think they're going to really look to bounce back. This is a big-time matchup for them. They're at home, and they are not a bad team. It seems like everybody's kind of written them off, but they played very hard in that game against Houston. They are still one of the most talented programs. As Andrew pointed out, they still have Bob Stoops. I really expect Oklahoma to come out on top, just grind one out against Ohio State. And I think a lot of people might expect this to be a high-scoring game. I think this will be a big defensive matchup. It'll be a very grind-out kind of game. So, that's my expectation. That is my one disagreement with Elizabeth and Tommy, apparently, because, yes, you... Tommy, that's the trick. You've really just been following Elizabeth this whole time, you sneaky bastard.
I picked before her every time.
You and your...
Whatever, Tommy.
You're my...
Hey, best picker and worst picker have a line. Something's got to give. Either the top is falling or the best is coming up.
See, that's what I'm saying, Andrew. You're like looking at me, but I'm like, hey, is Tommy going to bring Elizabeth down, or is she going to raise his ass up?
I guess we'll all find out together.
You guys and your crazy...
I mean, even if I have a bad week, I'll still probably have a better percentage than y'all.
So, hey, Logan, I want to throw two lightning round picks. No qualifiers or anything. Just say the name of the team. Because I was looking through all the lines on everything, and I've noticed there's two ranked teams playing unranked teams where the unranked team is actually favored in the game. So number 22, Oregon, is traveling to unranked Nebraska. Nebraska is favored by 3 points. Nebraska being the home team, meaning on the neutral field they're actually even, but Nebraska has the favor there. And then number 17, Texas A&M, is traveling to Auburn, and Auburn's favored by 3.5 points there. So just wanted to pass it round robin, say who's going to pick Oregon, Nebraska, or Texas A&M, Auburn.
All right.
Starting with Andrew, who seems to have something to say.
That was terrifying.
Ducks and Aggies.
Andrew, going with the ranked teams.
Elizabeth.
Huskers and Aggies.
Ooh.
I don't know why. Just feels right.
How do you do that with your hands?
That's amazing.
It's a duck call, man.
Thank God, I'm a country boy.
It's what you learn when you go duck hunting.
All right, Nigel.
One second. I just need to see something right quick. I want to see. Who's Oregon playing?
Nebraska.
Nebraska?
The lesser.
I'm gonna go Huskers Aggies.
The lesser corn people. They're not quite Iowa. All right. I guess that's you, Tommy.
I'm going to go with Ducks and Aggies. Go with the ranked teams.
Thank God no one's picking Auburn. I'm going to go with the Ducks and the Aggies, because I got to go back to my head on this one. I'll go with the Ducks and the Aggies.
I mean, picking against Auburn is pretty much your heart, too.
Well, no, that's just – it's just what makes sense. What feels good and what makes sense. All right. Since we did that as well, I want to do one more game really quick. Lightning round, Yeah, we got enough time for one more. Just because this matchup interests me. So, North Dakota State, on the road, Iowa. Really quick. Who's going to come out on top of those matchup? Same order. Andrew, go.
Iowa.
Okay.
Corn people.
The better corn people.
The better corn people.
Elizabeth.
Iowa.
Okay. Nobody believes in the Buffaloes? Oh my gosh.
Bison.
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 Bison are Buffaloes.
Don't tell them that.
Nigel.
Logan, you may have just been banned from Fargo.
Logan, you probably should never set foot in the state of North Dakota.
Have I been banned from our Pyongyang? Damn it. Nigel, go.
North Dakota State.
Ooh, this is a bold man right here.
North Dakota, best Dakota?
Well, it's a little known fact that actually North Dakota doesn't exist. It's actually just a plot by the FBI, and that's your college football conspiracy theory of the week. Tommy.
The Fighting Ferences.
Why would anyone pay a man that much? This one I'm going back to my heart. I'll pick North Dakota State because I want to see the look on all your faces when they remain undefeated for the past 3 years. All right. Drop in the mic or the pencil. Either way. Thank you all for listening to us make these terrible, terrible picks, except for Elizabeth, who's only made perfect picks. We're looking forward to...
Hey, if she made perfect picks, then I did too.
Tommy, we can share the trophy.
Tommy, you didn't pick Nebraska. Anyway.
Traitor.
Anyway, thanks as always for listening to a bunch of idiots pick football. You guys have a good rest of your week. And until then, bye-bye.